breath will never abandon you. Each inhale invites calm. Each exhale releases tension. In this meditation, we will work gently with the breath as our anchor. With each breath, we will cultivate a deep calm that is stronger than any disappointment. A calm that grows from within, not from external circumstances. Consider the words of the Buddha. You only lose what you cling to. Often, our suffering arises not simply because of rejection, but because we cling tightly to what we wish others would be or do. We hold on to hopes, expectations, or identities tied to being chosen or accepted. But true peace begins when we practice letting go of these attachments and expectations. When we let them choose others, we let go of the stories we tell ourselves about what that choice means for us. As we breathe into this meditation, know that letting them choose is an act of strength, not surrender. It is the courage to say, "Your choice does not define my worth. I am whole, regardless of who selects me or who turns away." The philosopher Seneca wrote, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." When we fear rejection, often it is the story we create that magnifies the pain. Through mindfulness and breath, we can observe these stories arise and fall away like clouds in the sky. Our true self, like the sky, remains vast and untroubled. You may notice thoughts and feelings during this practice, waves of longing, sadness, or frustration. Welcome them as visitors. Breathe with them. Allow them space without letting them pull you under. Return to your breath. Feel the rise and fall, the steady rhythm reminding you, you are here, you are safe, you are enough. This quote highlights the subtle bondage of seeking validation from others. When we anchor our sense of value to their choices, to their acceptance or rejection, we hand them the keys to our inner sanctuary. But when we practice letting them choose as they will, and letting go of the need to control or be chosen, we reclaim our sovereignty. We unlock the door to freedom. Psychology shows us that the pain of rejection lights up the same areas of the brain as physical pain. This is nature's way of signaling social disconnection, which was once a threat to survival. So, your pain is real, and your feelings are valid. But this also means the healing begins when we reconnect, starting with reconnecting to ourselves. Your breath, your body, your presence. These are constants. Unlike others' choices, your breath will never abandon you. Each inhale invites calm. Each exhale releases tension. In this meditation, we will work gently with the breath as our anchor. With each breath, we will cultivate a deep calm that is stronger than any disappointment. A calm that grows from within, not from external circumstances. Consider the words of the Buddha. You only lose what you cling to. Often, our suffering arises not simply because of rejection, but because we cling tightly to what we wish others would be or do. We hold on to hopes, expectations, or identities tied to being chosen or accepted. But true peace begins when we practice letting go of these attachments and expectations. When we let them choose others, we let go of the stories we tell ourselves about what that choice means for us. As we breathe into this meditation, know that letting them choose is an act of strength, not surrender. It is the courage to say, "Your choice does not define my worth. I am whole, regardless of who selects me or who turns away." The philosopher Seneca wrote, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality."